Reaper's clear day to lie there under the covers and maybe learn something about life from the most important book of all. Well, second most important, I guess, in the big scheme of things. The book that's now going into its fourth printing. The Habatukaka Handbook. Let's check chapter 47. The Next Door Neighbor. Right away, when you think of next door neighbor, there ought to be a little alarm in your head that says, danger, danger. Yeah, because the next door neighbor oftentimes is something you'll regret. Let me tell you how that works. Say your neighbor, for example, is a single woman, maybe a career woman. She doesn't look bad. As a matter of fact, she looks pretty good. She's attractive. But, you know, you never really have fired on it because, you figure she lives next to you. Could be complicated, but it's kind of a wet night, an icy night. You don't know anybody to call, and she's there because you've seen her outside, showing up with her little groceries. And it would be so easy just to walk 10 feet and ring her doorbell and say, what do you say? You know full well it'd be an easy time, an easy conquest, because you haven't seen her with anybody in months and months and months. Not that she's ugly, mind you. She's just attractive and 30-ish and... You figure, what the hey? But if you don't handle it right, you will be regretting this the rest of the time that you live in that house or apartment. Because here's how it goes. You walk over there, and you ring your bell, and you say, hey, I'm not doing anything. If you're not doing anything, I got a couple of Celeste pan pizzas I could cook up, and we'll have a couple of drinks. She'll say, oh, that sounds nice. Well, I guess we can drink. I mean, I don't have too far to drive, do I? So over she comes. You break out the pan pizzas, you cook them up, and you're laughing, giggling. A couple of belts, you're both a little schnockered. Next thing you know, you make your move, and buddy, you're home free. Not only that, but she's really enjoying it, too, because it's probably been a couple months since she's been out. And not only that, you're enjoying it, too, because you've seen her for a long time. You've seen her carrying the groceries. You've seen her, walking the dog. Now you see her in ecstasy, and it's kind of a fascination for you. And you're lingering, and, it's new, so you take your time, you're explorative, you're adventuresome. And she can't believe it, and then finally, as you're enjoying the blissful aftermath, you'll realize you've made a mistake when she says, God, that was wonderful. Just think, we'll be able to do it all the time. We live so close. Well, you endure the night together. The next day you come home from work, there's notes all over your place. She's waiting for you. You get out of your car, she's got a little present, gift wrap. And you say, oh, what is this? She says, oh, it's just something I wanted you to have. You open it up, it's a little teddy bear with a sign on it that says, somebody loves you, Oh, God, I hate that! Every day there's a new card in your mail slot. Hi, just thinking of you. Doing silly things aren't so silly when I have your memory. That kind of stuff. Well, you duck her for about a week. And then you can't even bring another dame home because every day she's waiting for you. You almost feel like you got to sneak around in your own house. I mean, she's there every day. And if you bring another girl home, you can almost feel the hot daggers of her eyes burning into you as you walk into your own place. I mean, it's a no-win situation. You start getting indigestion, occasional diarrhea, because every time you turn around, there she is. So one night she rings your doorbell, and she says she's got some food, and you say, well, what the hell, I'm kind of hungry. So you go over there, and there's candlelight, and she's gone to all this, you realize you're in a bad scene there. She wants to see you again and again and again and again and again and again and again. And the second time you hobble is a lot different than the first time. The first time it was new, it was exciting, it was adventuresome. The second time, it's kind of like a mercy thing, And then you don't even stay the night. You say, I got to balance my checkbook, and you can see the hurt in her eye. So finally, the upshot of this whole thing is you sit her down one day and you say, look, I think you're a special person. And what we shared that first night together was very special and something I'll never forget, but... I tell you, you know, I like to keep my options open, and not to say that we won't see each other anymore. And then you'll really get it. That's when she says, "Oh, I see how it works now. You don't have anything lined up, but you're feeling randy one night, so you come over and ring the doorbell of Old Faithful, and you expect me to come trotting across for a couple of those lousy Celeste pan pizzas, give in to your will, and then just go merrily along my way while you have an endless parade of young dudes come walking in here. Well, let me tell you something. It's not going to happen that way. It's just not going to happen that way. You can leave that door, and you can leave it forever. I don't want you ringing my bell. I don't want you talking to me. That's it." And then the rest of the time you live there, she hates your guts. She won't talk to you. It's awkward. 2 degrees at DC 101. It's 8 minutes before 7. It's been a while.